You know, we had a teaching last week called The Battle for First. I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah, Battle for First. And the purpose of that was because one of the things that we have a tendency to do is to battle for yourself being first, when we should be battling for Christ being first. Amen? Would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1? Oh, hallelujah. The whole, all the scriptures are powerful, but this is just really, I would call reality. This is a reality scripture. And it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Is everybody there? Because we're going to all read this together. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Are we all there now?
Yep.
Cool. Let's read this together. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, I want you to understand something. There's two very powerful things that come out here of his scripture. It says it's foolish to those. So there are being those who are perishing. Didn't say perished, but they're headed in another course. And there are those who are being saved. In other words, they're heading in another course. It doesn't say that they were saved. It says being saved. Because they're headed towards, in other words, what you cooperate is either producing life or producing death. One or the other. So for the message of the cross, it is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. To those who believe. In other words, the word believe here means to follow. Means to what? Follow. So you and I are being saved. You know why? Because who you serve when you die is where you go. So there's an area of being saved. We are in a process of salvation. Salvation is a continuous. It's a beginning, but it's a continuous. Does everybody understand it? In other words, if I was to go out and find a car to restore, I would find this car that's beat up, whatever. I have taken that car, but in the process of restoration, there's things that must be done to the vehicle. The rust must be removed. Parts must be removed. There must be areas that I have to find parts for. Then eventually begin to change things over, the electrical, all kinds of stuff, and eventually begin to paint the outside. But what good is to have a good paint job when the inside's a mess? Hello. Many of us have bought many lemons. I was going to say watermelons. They look great on the outside, you know. I mean, I got to do whatever I can to get that car. Well, those are individuals that don't ask God what they're supposed to buy because there's no relationship. They just do what they feel like, but never knowing whether it's of God or not. So they build up storehouses, which mean nothing, which all will go away, every bit of it. See, we want to store our treasures in heaven, not on earth. Again, there's nothing wrong with having nice things on the earth. But if your focus is to store up things on the earth, then you're serving the wrong kingdom. Because our purpose is to expand the kingdom, to rescue souls, to reach where no one has been reachable. Amen? To be available. This is what our life is now. Every one of us has been sent on a mission from God, sent from Him, from His presence, into this realm to fulfill that mission. And it's a terrible thing if we don't. Terrible. Because you will stand before God and He'll say, what did you do with it, what I gave you? Well, I fed my family. That's nice. Well, I fed the poor. Okay. Well, I clothed the naked. Okay, cool. I visit the jails. Okay. You did those for me or for you? Well, I felt good about it. Okay. But what about the fornication you live in? What about the lying you do? What about the cheating and the bribing? What about, well, doesn't that justify for that? No. No. See, that's where he says, many will come before me and say, Lord, Lord, I've done this, 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 and this. I've employed people. I've done this. I've given money here. But he says, you still practice lawlessness. When's the last time you repented? Well, I don't sin. Oh, really? You're sinning right now because you just lied. Just by the thought of you don't sin, you lied. Everyone sins. Does everybody understand that? So in this, there is a message of the cross. The main message of the cross was the love of God for mankind. Amen? He was setting a new course of creation to restore relationship. He was setting a new course for his creation to set what? A relationship with the eternal creator. To have access to the eternal people, places, things and truths of God Almighty, so that we could access these things through the power of the cross. And the other evidence that was established through the power of the cross was to expose darkness, evil. It was to expose darkness known as evil. Evil. So many people pet evil. They put up with evil. They justify evil. Evil is death. Those are spirits. It's Satan's kingdom. In Matthew 27, exposing the ways of darkness. You know, we are in a time right now that darkness has increased in its fulfillment of prophecy. The worst will get worse. Darkness has now infiltrated every area of the world. Satan's kingdom has now infiltrated every area of the world. And all government, financial, everywhere. You know, it's amazing how many people are still hoping that the country is going to turn around. It can't. The only way it's going to turn around is when Jesus comes. That's that. So what are we going to do until Jesus comes? Are we going to build our empire or his? Amen. What are we going to do when Jesus comes? What if he was to show up right now and you are standing before him? And he says, what have you done for me? No, no, not for you. What have you done for me? Well, see, relationship builds relationship. Relationship's not established by works. See, you won't be concerned about it if you really know him. If there's fellowship with him. If you hear from him. If you're asking him every day, Lord, establish my steps and my thoughts. Open the doors that are of you and shut the doors that are not. If there's really a relationship, he says, acknowledge me in all of your ways and lean not on your own understanding. Are you really in relationship with the Lord? Are you still in relationship with yourself? That's the question. In Matthew 27 and verse 45. Is everybody there? Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. In other words, it was around between 12 and 2. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him. The rest said, let him alone and let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Is everybody there? And I'm going to start at verse 50. Then Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. In other words, one of the things that happened is darkness hovered to see the death of the Son of God. Hovered all over the land for 2 hours. Then Jesus entered hell. 3 days later, rose and released many from the captives of death, hell, and the grave. Because now he holds the keys. And he makes known the ways of darkness to his offsprings. I want to say that again. He makes ways to, of darkness. He makes ways. He lets them know. He shows them. He teaches them. These are the ones that are following him. Know the ways of darkness. See, because if you're not really his offspring and one who follows him, you won't know the ways of darkness. Is everybody okay? Again, he makes known the ways of darkness to his offspring. In 1 John chapter 1. And I'll tell you what, it's essential that we know the ways of darkness these days. In 1 John chapter 1. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. Let's speak it together, please. This is the message which we have heard from him, Jesus, and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. When we repent. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Why? Because it's associated back to the message of the cross, isn't it? And the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but is the power of God to those who are being saved. God is making known the ways of darkness to his offspring. See, so sometimes we got to step back and say, you know what? Am I really fulfilling? Am I really walking as his offspring? Or am I still walking as the devil's offspring? Am I really obedient, or do I have a form of godliness, but I'm still doing what I want, when I want it, how I want it, where I want it, without really acknowledging him? Acknowledge him in all your ways. See, these are offspring. I always look at it as a child and a parent. We're still his children. Daddy still knows best, you know. There used to be a program called Daddy Knows Best. Father Knows Best. Some of you are showing your age. But it's okay. Praise God. Father knows best. Okay. So in that, in our relationship with the Lord, we acknowledge him. Dad, what do you think about this? Yes or no? You know, Friday night I usually anoint myself before I leave, and a bottle of anointing oil was filled because we just made a fresh bottle. And I was going to leave it on my dresser, and the Lord said, I want you to take that. I said, well, we have some over there. And he hesitated. He delayed. I didn't hear anything. Then I heard, are you going to be disobedient? I put that in my body. Gotcha. When I went to service and I came to service and it was time and the anointing oil was given to me, there was a drop of anointing oil in here in the bottle. So I took that, put it in my pocket, and exchanged it for a full one. But see, without relationship, we miss so much. We spend so much wasted time. So much. Why? Because he's going to lead you to all truth. He's going to guide you on what to do. Why settle for good when you can have the best? And the reason for that is because people are not seeing the ways of darkness. They can't. They don't understand the influence. They think every one of their thoughts is their own. They're so led by how they feel instead of what truth is that they're walking in deception all the time. They live in it. And let me tell you, there is no darkness in God. There's no gray area in the kingdom. Not one spot of grayness in the kingdom of God. It's all pure light. All pure light. Oh, hallelujah. In Revelation 12. In verse 7. Is everybody there? Revelation 12 and verse 7. Let's speak it together. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and the angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. This is God's throne where he dwells. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, and Satan who what? Deceives who? The whole world. Is this a reality or what? The whole world is being deceived by Satan's kingdom. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. Where? To the earth. The devil was cast to the earth to deceive the entire complete earth with technology. Hello? He deceives people with technology. That's how he accesses every home and every phone. All technology, Satan has control of. He has control of all finances. Does everybody understand what we just read? Does everybody believe this? If you don't believe it, you're deceived. He has control of everything here. Why? Didn't when Jesus was tempted by Satan, didn't he say, look it, if you'll worship me, I'll give you everything, all these kingdoms. Why? Because they're mine. They've been given to me. He has control of all music industry. Hollywood. Does anybody ever realize what Hollywood is? It's a wood used in witchcraft. It was a wand. That's where Hollywood came from because it's known as a deception. It's delusion. That's where the word Hollywood comes from. Look at how many actors there are, actresses and actors that are bound. How many have sold their souls out for fame and fortune? I mean, you look up YouTube, and man, you can find interviews of so many individuals that have sold their souls out and admit it. They sold their souls for music. They sold their souls for being an actor. Why? For fame and fortune. That's their reward. But there won't be a reward when they give up their last breath. It'll be torment for the rest of their lives. Satan controls with fear, deception, money. You know how many people, money is still individuals, their money is still their God. I know we got to have money to do things, but I'll tell you what, when you get into that place where you stop serving money, money will start serving you. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 2, ways of darkness. Anybody ever make a bad investment? Don't raise your hands. Now, would God lead you to make a bad investment? No. Who would? Look at the investment. Everybody thought, though, I mean, come on, this whole country thought buying a home was the greatest investment you could have. And it was at one time. I mean, real estate was the ticket. But there were, so what did they do? They escalated the values of everything so that people would buy as much as they could in real estate. Then they pulled the rug out. Why? To bring down the economy. What? To promote people to be more dependent on the government. See, people can't see that because they're really not walking in the light yet. Darkness can't see darkness. Doesn't work that way. In Proverbs 2, verse 1, would you read it with me, please? My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. If you cry out for discernment, how many of y'all need discernment? Yeah, you need to discern what's right. What's wrong? What's holy, unholy? What's clean, unclean? What's God's time? What's not God's time? Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. That's reverence, honor, and respect. Why? Because there's relationship established. And find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. For who? The upright. That's sound wisdom. That's eternal wisdom. Amen? But there's wisdom of the world, which is demonic. What it does is it promotes pride and arrogance. See, the wisdom from above promotes humbleness. It brings revelation. Tells us what to do according to the things that please God, not the things that please man. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will what? preserve you. Understanding will what? Keep you. To deliver you from the way of evil and from the man who speaks perverse things. From those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of what? Darkness. The ways of darkness. In other words, they've fallen out of light and gone back again into darkness. It's a place of deception, blindness, fear, and false truth. Listen, the Bible tells us that the enemy sets a trap for us, that he shoots at the upright in the heart. He's always trying to set a trap for us. Why don't we pray then? Lord, snare my enemies in their own nets today while I escape safely. It's so simple. But the thing is most people spend their time on, oh Lord, I need. Oh Lord, I want. Oh Lord. See, there is no warfare. Prayer must be warfare. He already knows what you need. You do what he needs, and he'll give you what you need. And what does he need us to do? Warfare. But we sing that song, take back the land. Too many people are taken in deception. They are bound by the devil and the powers of darkness. Sickness, diseases, infirmities, fears, addictions, perversions. Again, the ways of darkness, because they fall out of light into darkness again. It's a place of deception, blindness, fear, and false truth. They trust more in themselves than they do God. When trials and tribulations come, they go back into survival mode. And there is no trust. See, when there's trust, you wait. You wait, you endure. Why? Because fear is not going to grip you. It's going to attempt to. It's going to try to deceive you. Fear is going to come. Look at, fear knows. But the Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. So if we're not walking in a power, and we're not walking in his love, if we're not walking in a sound mind, that sound mind is the mind of Christ. Then we're bound by fear. Because fear nullifies those things. In John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Ways of darkness. John chapter 3. See, one of the things I've always learned, that if God has called you to do something, he provides for it. You don't have to beg for it. He provides. He makes a way. Does everybody get it? But the thing is if we're listening to him, if we're really listening to him and being led by the Spirit, he's going to guide you to everything you need. Blessed is the man who trusts in a man, and cursed is the man who trusts in himself. In John chapter 3 and verse 19. Let's speak this together, please. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were what? Evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Listen, if you hate light, there's something wrong. If you hate God's presence, there's something wrong. If you're not willing to worship him, there's something wrong. I'm a good person. No one said you were bad. You're deceived, not bad. People aren't bad, they're just deceived. But deception will promote a fruit of bad. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be what? Clearly seen, and that they may be done in God, not in you. Amen? Darkness is evil. Let me give you a little expression of it. It's living in the opposite direction of the light. If you would take the word evil, E-V-I-L, and turn it around, it'd be L-I-V-E. Hello? So actually, you're living in the opposite direction of light. That's what evil means. E-V-I-L. To live according to the life of Christ is L-I-V-E. There are two lights, isn't there? There's lights of purity and truth, and there's false light. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. One promotes life. Which one you living in? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. See, because Paul was in the light, walking in the light, he was able to see the ways of darkness. So he, many of the books he wrote was always exposing the enemy. Always exposing. Didn't Jesus come to expose the enemy? Amen. Because he was the light. So if your life is not a part of exposing darkness, then you're really not walking in a true light. There's deception there. In verse 13, is everybody there? Let's speak it together. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of what? Angel of light. That's where you got the big New Age movement. People are worshiping rocks and all. I had a light. Hello? They're worshiping doorknobs and anything that's my higher power. There's only one power. There's another power of a false light, but there's a power of the true light. One brings freedom and healing. The other one brings bondage and deception. Amen? So even Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. You know how many people you've heard, I had a visit from an angel. Yes. And what did he do? He told me to write a new Bible. Oh, really? Wrong. That was not an angel of light, of God. Well, yes, he was of God at one time. But he's a deceiver, right? And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, how many all know that there are ministers of Satan? They like to dress themselves up. Transform themselves therefore, there is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Why? Because people can't tell which ones are what. They hear all this foo-foo fluff. People are sowing into Satan's kingdom and don't even know that those are servants of the devil, proclaiming themselves to be false prophets, apostles, preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Because they don't know the difference. And what you sow is what you reap. Amen? Listen, if you're a part of a fellowship that promotes same-sex marriage, get out of there. If they promote Obama, get out of there. Why? Because he's of darkness, not of light. He promotes same-sex marriage and murder of children. If you haven't got that yet, you're in trouble. Amen. He's a promoter of evil. He denies Jesus Christ, and he mocks him. And that's our own president. Why? Because his country has gone evil. Why? Satan's kingdom infiltrated every area now. But those who are still in the dark, who can't see yet, will still promote it. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. They can't even tell the fruit. They listen to words. Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, I know he promotes same-sex marriage. I know that this person, look at who you vote for, what they do, all the blood is on your hands because you put them in office. So you better be careful who you promote in the government in office. Amen? Because all the blood of those kids are on those who voted for him. And anyone in office that promotes same-sex marriage and abortion, all the blood of every child in this country is on your hands. So there needs to be a turnaround to righteousness. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? You didn't come to hear no foo-foo message, did you? You want the truth, right? Hallelujah. Let's go a little further on this. In verse 16, I say again, let no one think me a what? Fool. Now look at Paul just exposed all this stuff. He says, don't think me a fool. Where do you think the word fooled came from? Fools are fooled. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. But he said, man, don't think me as a fool. I'm going to expose those false prophets and apostles, those false politicians. I'm going to expose them. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to make sure people don't put their money and their vote into them. Why? Because blood will be on their hands. It's time people woke up. John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 9, John chapter 1, verse 9. Let's speak it together. It says, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his what? And his own did not receive him. Come on, if they didn't even receive God Almighty, Jesus, who came in the natural realm, they were blinded. The light was right in front of them. But they chose not to accept it. See, God won't interfere with the power of your choice. You want to say blind and stupid? Go for it. You want to walk upright and please God instead of yourself? Instead of your children? Instead of your spouse? You please God. Let me tell you, everything falls into place. Hallelujah. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. In other words, offsprings. And because if you're an offspring of his and you're walking in a light, he will release to you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the ways of darkness so that you are not deceived. He gives the right to become children, offsprings, to those who believe in his name, those who follow him. Well, I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to still go to the bar Friday night. I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to still sleep with what's her name. I'm going to believe. No, you don't. You're a liar. It's real simple. You don't believe. Why? Because if you believe, you follow. That's it. Other than that, you're a liar in the eyes of God. Is everybody okay? And these individuals were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. So we set our will in motion according to the will of God every day. Lord, I commit to you my will. Why? Because none of this matters anyways. This is all a dream. Actually, sometimes it feels like a nightmare. But I'm going to wake up from this. And when I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be in his image. I'm either going to be in his image or his image, one or the other. So why not give it all now? You know, the amount of time that we live here is so short compared to eternity. But the deception, the thing that the enemy always puts in our path to try to mislead us, to prevent us, to put us off course again. Remember, we're on a mission from God to fulfill it. And you gotta fulfill it. Or you'll never be fulfilled. People can't recognize the devil. They can't recognize evil. They can't follow light. God, who is life, light, and love. Why? Because they're not willing to come out of darkness. You and I must expose darkness. If you're not willing to come out of, if you're not willing to expose darkness, you won't come out of it. You'll stay in it. You'll see little bits. Did you ever see a light shine through something, but it's just barely shining through because of so many things that are in the way, you know? And you're trying to, just like, you know, you pull open the curtains. If the curtains are just closed, but you can see a little bit of light shining, man, you got to get the curtains all the way open so you can see everything. Ephesians 5. True light offsprings are seers of darkness because they follow the light that exposes darkness. Ephesians 5. In verse 8. Ephesians 5, verse 8. Now let's start at 6. I like this. That's good. Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let's speak it together. Is everybody there? Ephesians 5, 6. Let no one what? Oh, man, say that again. Let no one what? Come on, we live in a world of deception, don't we? Isn't the world is ruled by deception. Only those who are the offspring of light, walking in the light, expose the deception. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of what? Disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. People, how many people go around? I don't know what's acceptable. Why? Because you ain't got no relationship. If you don't have a relationship, you don't know what pleases him. Why don't you hang around with him a little bit? Get in his presence a little bit. See, the further you stay away from God's presence, the more darkness comes. More fear, anxiety, stress, worry. Me, myself, and I. How are we going to do this? The more you stay in God's presence, the more you don't care. You walk in peace, joy, and righteousness. You know that if he's your daddy, he's going to take care of it. You may make a mistake, my bad. sorry, here. And he takes it from you. You know what he does? He fixes it. I don't have to. Then he responds back. A guy, now look at, I fixed this here, but I'm going to ask you to do this. Okay. You know how many people do something stupid or there's a mistake, they bought something, there's problems here. I need to fix this. I need to do this. I need to work 60 more hours today. There isn't 60 hours in a day. Fear grips them. Fear. It's a controller. Why? Because that's how the devil controls. Fear. Fear. Listen, there's a lot of things to do, but God hasn't called you to do it all. Hello? I'm not on the mission field because God didn't call me for that. I go once in a while when I'm led to go. But this is where he's called me. It started in a back room in Ocoee of a house. We didn't know. But we just do what we're supposed to do. Have relationship and be directed, be led by his spirit. Those who are led by the spirit are sons of God. Not by emotion. Not by how I feel. Not by what I think, but by what truth is. We don't live any other way but by truth. By truth. By truth. By truth. Because if you practice truth, you're going to be free. And if you're practicing truth, you're walking in the light and you're going to expose the ways of darkness. And you won't be tripped up so many times. Amen? Is everybody okay? Good. Let's read on. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of what? Darkness, but rather what? Oh man, we need to read that one again. Come on, read it again. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. There it is. You're not willing to expose, you're going to stay stuck in darkness. But I'm a believer. Well, how can you be a believer if you're not willing to walk in the light, stay in the light, and expose darkness? You're a wannabe. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as what? Fools. Fooled again. Remember? That's what we just talked about. Fool. Don't walk as fools, being fooled. Why? But walk as wise, because you walk in the light. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. So the days are trying to live in the opposite direction of light. Every day is trying to live in the opposite direction of light because they're evil. Has everybody got that? Colossians chapter 1. We're almost done. Hallelujah! Are you getting this? Are you going to expose the enemy? Well, you got to walk in the light to do it. In verse 9, 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Let's speak it together, please. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all what? Wisdom and what? Spiritual understanding. That you may walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy of the Lord. That means you're walking in the light. Fully what? Pleasing him. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with what? Joy. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the what? In the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Oh, Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. Teach it. Grab hold of this and teach it. You know we're accountable for everything we learn? Do you know that? We're accountable for everything we hear. Everything that comes from this God's Spirit, we're accountable for. How your children, how are people going to know if you don't teach it, express it, tell it? Proverbs 4 and verse 13. Yeah, let's start at 10. Would you read it with me? Hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be what? Hallelujah. Does everybody get that? Why? You want to live the full life God has predestined you to. Listen, predestined doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means you got to cooperate to fulfill it. He said, listen, hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. We want to live the full course of fulfill the mission we've been sent on. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of what? Instruction, and do not let go. Are you getting instruction today? Then take firm hold of it and don't let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the what? Wicked. And do not walk in the way of what? Evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. See, demons don't rest. For they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. That's walking in the light, isn't it? The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble or make wrong choices. That's why he says, take hold, grab hold of instruction. In Proverbs 12, verse 25. Would you read it? 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes what? Depression. Anxiety causes depression. But a good word makes it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them what? Astray. So be careful. Why? Because bad company corrupts what? Good habits. Amen. Proverbs 15, verse 8. All right, 7. Proverbs 15, 7. It says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who what? Follows righteousness. And I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at the Lord says he chastens those he loves. So if you feel that you've been chastened today, it's because he loves you. Turn. Do the right thing. It's time. It's time. Time's running out. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He comes to bring counsel, correction, direction, conviction. Why? He's trying to prevent us from his wrath. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1, let's read it. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden what? Destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Let me tell you, what's coming will all of a sudden go boom. We may wake up one day, go to turn the water on, and there isn't any. Go flip the switch, there's no power. Realize that everything in our freezers have been thawed. Everything in the refrigerator is no longer cold. What are you going to do then? Listen, we have no idea what's coming. But we know something's coming. We know Jesus is coming. Hopefully we'll be taken out of here before all this stuff happens. But if it doesn't happen, we better be right with God all the way. Verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in what? Darkness. Verse 4, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be what? Sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, of love, and have a helmet and a hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or what? Sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another just as you also are doing. So comfort one another. Encourage one another. But you know what? Expose darkness. But first, expose the darkness in your own life. This is where it starts. If everybody exposed the darkness in their own life and the evil in their own life, they wouldn't have to expose it anywhere else except for what's going on in the world and in an environment. Amen? So, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Stay in the light. Expose the darkness. That's your part of your calling. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I pray, Father, that this seed that has been imparted from your word be protected by the blood of the Lamb. It would grow and bear fruit for your glory. And it would be brought to us and quickened to us in remembrance that we are the light, the children of the light, the offspring called to expose darkness and have fellowship with the King of glory in the name of Jesus through his Spirit. In Jesus' name.